हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। यू नो व्हेन वी ईदर चैंट द होली नेम आर टेक दर्शन ऑफ द डेटीज आर रीड द स्क्रिप्चर्स इन ऑल दिस occasions, there has to be a certain type of background meditation in the mind and heart of the devotee. What is it? In the pastime of Krishna lifting over the hill, after that, pastime gets over, you know, all the great administrators of the universe, they come and assemble near the Govardhan Hill. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, everyone, all of them, along with their associate demigods. Millions of them practically. Everyone assembles. And there is a very beautiful glorification of Krishna and Abhishek of Krishna that takes place. They place Krishna on a very big throne and they do Abhishek, like Indra is doing Abhishek with Airavat, his elephant, and the best of the Apsaras from the heavenly planets, they come and perform Abhishek with the Shankh, they perform. And Brahma and Shiva, they are all playing the conch. So there is a very beautiful glorification of Krishna that follows the Govardhan Leela. So many Brahmanas are chanting the Vedic mantras. And all the demigods are coming and offering the best gifts to Krishna. You can see, even the Vaman Dev, who is an expansion of Krishna, he gets the best gift from everyone, isn't it? Many, many great personalities are coming and offering gifts to him. You can imagine, Krishna gets the best of the gifts from everyone. In this way, Krishna is coronated as the Govinda or the supreme controller, controller of Indra also. So, when one worships Krishna, one should know that Krishna is the supreme controller. You see, Gajendra offered a prayer that, my dear Lord, you are the supreme controller and there is no one equal to you or better than you. Why he offered such a prayer? Because till then he was thinking he was the controller. And then he understood that even he can be controlled by somebody above him by sending a crocodile. And then he got a very deep realization that he was not the controller, but he was controlled by Krishna. Similarly, Brahma sometimes thinks he is the greatest. And then when he understands Krishna performing a pastime that even bewilders him, then he glorifies Krishna as much greater than him. Or like a sun and himself to be like a firefly. Or himself to be like a, what is that fly? Jugnu. Glowworm. Like a glowworm. So, Krishna is the supreme controller who subdues even such great demigods as Shiva or Brahma or Indra and such personalities. And he is the controller of the sun and the moon and the seasons and the rotation of all the planets. He's the source of all the universes. So, despite being so great, yet Krishna in Vrindavan becomes an attractor of everyone and everything by playing on his flute. He attracts the cows, he attracts the calves, he attracts the monkeys, he attracts the peacocks and cuckoos and the covered boys and covered girls and everyone. And he also makes everyone dance in Vrindavan in great transcendental ecstasy. In fact, Krishna himself is such an object of research that nobody can come to any conclusion or end of his unlimited opulences and his beauty. It is said how artistically Krishna dresses himself, how artistically he plays with his friends, how artistically he sings. So, devotees consider Krishna to be an unfathomable subject or inconceivable subject. Yet, having tasted a small glimpse of his glory, the devotee goes into great madness, transcendental madness or ecstasy. While understanding Krishna to be an object that can never be fathomed completely. And in this way, to put it precisely, the Brahma Samhita prayers offered by Brahma to Krishna, that is a very beautiful prayer, which talks about how Krishna resides in Goloka Vrindavan, surrounded by his associates. And he also talks about Krishna's opulences and his energies, and everything is covered in that. It's a very wonderful prayer. So, a devotee's heart should always ring with the praise and admiration for the personality of Krishna like this. But whatever activity we are doing, whether we are doing the morning program, whether we are chanting the holy name, whether we are studying the scriptures. And a devotee should see oneself to be insignificant and controlled in this world. And we should be able to see this whole world pervaded by Maya. As he says, Sakalitomara Maya. Patna Thakur is saying. And one should see Krishna above Maya. How Krishna is directing Maya to control this world. Above the police department, that is Prime Minister of India. So Krishna is above Maya. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was praying in one of the songs, "My dear Lord, this whole world is submerged in Maya, an illusion. And you are the one who has employed her in subduing the jivas and trapping them. So if you order her, the living entities can gain release from her hands." So one should see that Krishna is the master of Maya and I am subordinate to Maya. Krishna is Maya Atit. And we are Maya Vash. Maya Adhish, Maya Vash. We are subjected to Maya. So if Krishna wants, he can release Maya and make me a free bird. And one should actually beg to Krishna a prayer for releasing us from Maya and engaging us in his service. Actually, this is the background meditation that one will get by studying the scriptures and by sincerely practicing the spiritual life. Prabhupada says in one of his purports that Krishna can be seen by devotees in a trance of meditation, he says. He cannot be seen with the blunt, naked eyes of someone who is coerced in the sense that one who is subjected to the three modes of material nature and one never raises his object of meditation beyond that, he can never see Krishna. But who can see Krishna? We have to meditate on the sound vibration of the scriptures and absorb our consciousness in that. And then only one can see Krishna like that. So, this background meditation during chanting will help a devotee to probe deeper and deeper in hearing the holy name very attentively. Actually, hearing the holy names of Krishna is not just a mechanical exercise of contemplation. There is a submission and prayer and a mood of begging to the Lord to engage us in hearing his holy name. It is not like the contemplation of the impersonalists or the yogis who try to observe the state of their consciousness or the mind, what mental diseases are surfacing, what's happening to my mind. It's not like that. This is a mood of devotional surrender, not just contemplation. And the devotional surrender involves prayer, involves begging, involves a request to Krishna to uplift our consciousness and engage it in his service. That kind of thing. Similarly, morning, in the Mangalarati time, when devotees are dancing, everyone should meditate on the deities of Krishna with this kind of background meditation. Prabhupada says to one person, we know that the deities are prepared from the Ashtadhatu, stone or wood or different kinds of elements which prepared. But when the deities are prepared and established in the temple, when pranapratishtha is performed, and then when the Lord is worshipped with love and devotion, gradually the deities become spiritualized. Just like the iron rod put in fire is not just iron rod. Yes, it is iron rod. Same time it is not iron rod also. Why? It acts more than iron rod. It acts like fire. Just like fire. Because you can touch iron rod, but you cannot touch a red hot iron rod. You will burn your hands. Similarly, the deities are made of 8 elements. But because they are invited by a pure devotee and they are worshipped with great love and devotion, gradually they assume spiritual quality. And then Prabhupada says, do you think we are fools that we are offering this boga and the flowers and all these things to a stone or a wood? And we are giving our very pran, our very life for these deities. Because devotees know, when we see Gaur Nithai, we should remember the Sri Navadvip Dham in their background. We should immediately remember Shiva Sangan. We should remember Advaita Bhavan. We should remember the neem tree under which Nimai was born. We should, when you look at Gaura Mahaprabhu, you should remember his Nimai Pandit pastimes. Unless you see the deities like that, you cannot... without that meditation, our chanting, dancing would be a superficial show. So, I was telling in Calcutta also, I'm telling here also, in the morning, when devotees are attending the Mangalarti, only the first some portion of the in front of the deity, they should dance. And all the other devotees should be meditating on the deities. Don't make a big circle behind and show your back to the deity. We should not show that. I see even in Prabhupada Guru Puja, I find many devotees showing back to Prabhupada and dancing, showing their back. Actually, we are singing glories of Prabhupada only. Similarly, in the morning in front of the deities, Radha Kunji, we are standing there. You know, if you make a faraway circle and all the other front crowd is not dancing, they are just standing. And back side, there is a big crowd dancing. Actually, ideally speaking, the whole circle should be brought to the front. We should dance in front of the deity. We are dancing for whose pleasure? Just like in a Bharat, you have seen somebody sitting on the back of a horse and people dance. Tankatakara, tankatakara. Now they dance. For whose pleasure are they dancing? They want to show the world that we are very happy that our son is getting married. Similarly, we are very happy that Radha Kunji Bihari have woken up in the morning and they have come to offer us their darshan, and they are also throwing their Karunya Kataksha on all of us and blessing us by their glance. And they are standing there, accepting the worship of the pujari on behalf of all of us. Standing. So for that pleasure we are dancing, singing and dancing. So we should dance in the front, and everyone's eyes should be meditated on the deities. They should be fixed on the deities. And while fixing our eyes on the deity, we should remember these things in the background. And we have to remember the identity of Krishna. Who is he? And how merciful is he, how kind is he, that he has come to number 4 Tarapur Road, Pune camp. Although he is the master of the whole universe, master of millions of universes, he is agreeing to come and stand here and give his darshan and bless us. So that, like that, one should meditate. And the same meditation during chanting also. Actually, if we remember these facts, it will be very easy to pray. Then the prayer of Brahma, prayer of Indra, prayer of Prahlad, prayer of Dhruva, you know, all these prayers make more sense. Prayer of Nagapatnis, they will make more sense to us. But if we don't remember this background meditation, and actually the background meditation is not something that will automatically come. That's where the Sacheshtitam, the individual jiva has to endeavor for such a meditation. Because, you know, our mind spontaneously goes to opposite sex and the things of the world because of impure mind now. So one has to pick up the impure mind and elevate it and post it on Krishna, trying to remember as per what we have learned from the Shastra. And then by such meditation, gradually the quality of consciousness will improve, and then it will become natural and spontaneous to remember Krishna. And then the chanting of the holy name will become more and more powerful. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.